From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. More than 300 groups signed a letter encouraging Congress to pass a new farm bill this year. Jed Smith has more on the industry-wide effort.
Over 300 food and farm groups sent a letter to Senate and House leadership asking Congress to pass a new farm bill that would slow the U.S. ag economy's downward spiral. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, said the letter had a clear message.
Congress needs to pass a bipartisan farm bill this Congress that makes meaningful investments in the farm safety net. The other key point of the letter was that so many organizations signed on to the same letter that Congress needs to do something and get to work on this farm bill with just a few months left.
He says hundreds of groups signing the letter illustrates just how urgent the situation is.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing right now is that the ag economy is downward trending, and that's not just happening in one state or one region. That's across the entire country. You're seeing increased input costs from seed, fertilizer, diesel, and you see commodity prices across the board sinking. So that's why you get to see so many commodity groups coming out in support of the letter.
Gilson says the situation is serious as farmers are facing significant headwinds.
Yeah, I think we're really seeing it as harvest is beginning in some states, and farmers are thinking about how they're going to even finance next year's crop. And I think the other interesting thing about the letter is we had a lot of banks and lending institutions on the letter because they see the writing on the wall as well, that this is going to be a really tough time for the farmers and ranchers if we don't make these investments in the farm safety net.
You can learn more at fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
The importance of mental health in rural Kansas. More on that when we come back.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
September is Suicide Awareness Month. With farmer suicide rates 2 to 5 times higher than the national average, it's important to watch out for our loved ones and support them. With harvest upon us, farmers are eager to be out in the fields. While we hope the duration of the season is full of joy and stress-free days, not all days are easy. At kfb.org, learn more about Kansas Farm Bureau's mental health work, which provides information and resources to promote mental health wellness in agriculture. If you're heading to Kansas State Fair's final weekend, September 13th through the 15th, be sure to stop by Kansas Farm Bureau's booth in the Pride of Kansas building. You can sign up for a chance to win $100 of groceries. We pull a winner each day of the fair. We're highlighting the benefits of being a Farm Bureau member in Kansas and some of the great work offered by KFB. We'll see you at the fair. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Hey farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
You don't really see a lot of keeping up with the Joneses in farming, but seeing a neighbor moving equipment to the field sets off a sense of urgency to keep up with the actions of the neighborhood. It's like they're afraid of getting left behind, which is funny because the decision when to plant or harvest is actually fairly important. There's great frustration in knowing you have a big job to do, getting all your preparations done, and then not being able to do the work yet. Getting the timing right can be a lot about hurrying up and wait, the struggle to temper our desire to move forward with knowledge that conditions aren't quite right to be successful. Harvest is a time when patience is needed in abundance. Farmers don't mind long days, exposure to the elements, and repetitive tasks. The real test of skill is shown through the ability to wait for the right moment to take action. That's the virtue, learning to wait, to find the right timing. In a world driven by productivity and instant gratification, patience is difficult but incredibly valuable. The next time you find yourself in a hurry-up-and-wait moment, lean into the discomfort and take a moment to appreciate the pain and patience required for getting it right.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.